Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
ABC News political director Rick Klein joining us this morning. You know, I want to start in Washington, Rick. Things turned out as expected this week. The Senate took a vote to codify abortion rights. It failed, but senators went on record. Democrats seem to be heavy on blame, you know, explaining what they can't do. Agree?
Yeah, I mean, that really has been the watchword of the last couple of days. Inflation, something similar. A lot of blame for Putin and his war. A lot of comparisons with Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott of Florida. But not a lot of big solutions. This is a week where we've seen really the toll of the economy is playing on politics. We're also seeing, of course, as you said, with abortion, the futility the Democrats are demonstrating here. It's not a good look. It's not a good run for Democrats, but it is the reality that they've come up against over and over again, the limits of what they can do, the frustrations around what it means to have just the barest of majorities and be in this highly polarized time.
What does this vote this week, or lack of success in it, and inflation, what does all of this mean for the midterms in 6 months?
It means a lot of unease around the country, including and maybe especially inside the Democratic base. And that's not something that you're going to see eased with time. The votes don't get any easier from here. It is, in fact, just a more difficult political equation over and over again. And I think what we're seeing is one of the sources of Democratic frustration, that they've had power for a year and a half, and there were all these big promises that were made, and a lot of big progress, but also a lot of big challenges that came onto board online after that. We're still not out of the COVID pandemic. The economy is just brutal for people right now when it comes to inflation and gas prices. And that's just what Democrats are going to have to reckon with. And there's very little that's happened over the last couple of months that suggests anything other than a very difficult election cycle. They're just going to be they're dealt a tough hand. There's just no way around that.
The 9 Supreme Court justices meeting for the first time yesterday since the leak of the draft opinion. I mean, no doubt of addressing the fallout over this breach. Do you expect the justices themselves to be interviewed by the marshal in the internal investigation?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think if the investigation leads in that direction, maybe. But, you know, the Supreme Court isn't like another institution. They control their own. They control their own rules. And the marshal of the court answers directly to the Chief Justice as the administrative officer. And if the Chief Justice decides that he wants certain things to be off limits in the investigation, I think he'd have the power to do that. So I think it'll be up to the justices to decide. And I'm obviously, if something gets implicated, if one of them actually gets directly implicated, that's a game changer. That's a much different kind of breach of protocol that we're talking about if this was at the direction of one of the justices. But short of that, I think this is going to focus on staff. And there really aren't that many staff that have access to the kind of information that got out there. We're talking about an actual direct draft of an opinion. That is not something that is widely shared inside the court. Maybe just a few dozen people that would have access to something that sensitive.
The protests outside the justices' homes, Mitch McConnell was calling out Attorney General Merrick Garland for not enforcing a law that would protect Supreme Court justices from protests outside their homes. Does Garland need to be prodded here to protect their safety? What do you see here?
No, I think We do know he's freed up some resources to increase safety around that. We've also seen a bill fly through the Senate to try to increase the security. I think McConnell is making politics out of it as well by pointing the finger at Garland. This is not. We've had protests outside justices and judges' homes before. Technically, it does violate a federal law, and it's my understanding, but it's a difficult one to enforce because you also have a First Amendment right to peacefully protest and petition. And so I don't think. I certainly no one is hoping for or expecting anything untoward to happen. But I really think this is more of a messaging moment for McConnell to point the finger over there.
All right, turning to the war in Ukraine. How would the addition of Finland and Sweden change NATO?
Well, you're taking countries that traditionally have been neutral, famously neutral, and you're putting them inside of a coalition that Russia, right now at least, views as openly hostile to its interests. And they're saying, the Russians are saying right off the bat that this would be a very aggressive move by NATO. And they're sort of putting more inflammatory rhetoric onto the fire right now. But more broadly, it suggests that Russia failed in its big mission. The addition was to curtail NATO's influence. There is now a bigger power if you have countries that were so neutral for so long that say, you know what, I've got to pick a side here. That further insulates Russia. And if there are further tensions, it puts more big countries on the other side of the ledger. So I think it's going to be sort of a wake-up call to the Russians again, and a reminder that the goals that they laid out here just have truly not been met in any measurable way.
And how risky is this move for Finland, which appears to be very close to doing this? I mean, could they see their gas supply cut off?
I mean, certainly there's a possibility of retaliation. It's not a country that has a significant military presence of any sort, and it wouldn't be equipped for anything that ratchets things up. But I'm sure these are calculations that they're thinking about. It's not a small decision to go and decide to join an alliance like this, and it's something that's been resisted for a long time by leaders in both countries. So I do think there's risk that's carried here of drawing yourself in when a country reputation has been built on this idea of neutrality for so long. To change that, to end that, is a very significant moment.
Rick, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.